The Mishnah is continuing basically the first Mishnah. Now we're going to go through all of Kodesh Kodeshim. And again, the basic rule is that the carbon starts with Kedushas Peh. Me'ilah starts then. Then it moves up a step to Kedushas HaGuf at a certain point when it's Hukshuli Posel Belina Tfulyem Chutz Kippurim Ubelina. And then we want to know the next step, when is the Me'ilah finished? So again, the rule of thumb will be that at anything that's Mutter to the Achilas Koyanim, like Psar Chatos, or the Shirayim of a Mincha, that will become Ois Me'ilah with the Matel Koyanim, Zrika will see. And if it's not Mutal Koyanim, Lamoshel, the Emurim of the Chatos, or the Oila, things like that that go on the Mizbeach, then we have a new thing. What happens when it never becomes Mutal Koyanim? So then the din will be the Me'ilah goes till it's Nigma Mitzvosa. Okay, that we'll see. The Mishnah goes, now we'll go through everything. All possibilities. Oila Sa'oif. So Oila Sa'oif goes completely on the Mizbeach. Is Mayal in Bo Mishahu G'desho. When you have Kedushas Peh, then starts the Me'ilah. Nimlaka, which is equivalent to the Shechita. Hukhshiroli Pasol, Bitful Yoim, Umchusakipurim, Ubalina. That we spoke yesterday now becomes one step high. It's Kodshim. Now, if it's Ful Yom Chus Kippurim Tachshir, it becomes Pasul, and it becomes Nifsal Belino. Now, we asked yesterday, they all ask on the first mission, usually there's a fourth thing that goes with this, Yoitze. It's left out of the mission. We'll see at the end of the mission answer for that. Now, Mitzodom, again, we said in Oila Sa'oif, there's no Hazor, there's only Mitzoy, that's the Gzrika. Chayovin Olav, so just like Zrika is Kaveya for these things we had before, Mishapigal Noisavatome. Now, you can't say with the Mitzui the Me'ilah is over because it doesn't become with Lakayanim. Everything goes on the Mizbeach. Umoyalin Bo, when Achetetse Lebe Sadesh. Now, what that means is not 100% going to be a Machloikis Amuroim. Kipshuto, it means Achetetse Lebe Sadesh. We'll see more. In the morning, they would make Truma Sadesh and take a little bit, and they would put on the side of the Mizbeach. Then they would make Hoitzah Sadesh. They would take all of it and take it outside, Chutz L'Machne, and that's the base Sadesh. So Kepshuto means there's Me'ilah all the way till you bring the Deshen outside. We'll see. That we'll see in the Gemara. Yeah. What? No, none from the ashes. Use it for soap. They used to make soap out of ashes. There could be charcoals there, gecholim, whatever. Nene, you warm yourself with it, whatever it is. Purim and Srofim, Sivan and Srofim. That is what? It's Kodshe Kodshim, but they're burned completely. Nothing's eaten. That's the. The Parvasoyer, that's the Par Helam Dovashel Tzibur, the Par Kayin Moshiach, the Par Yom Kippurim, the Sir Yom Kippurim, the Sir Avodah Zor, the special Chatoyas, nothing's eaten over there. Is Moyalin Boen Misha Hugdishu, again, Nishchato, Huchshuli Pasul, but for Yom Kippurim Abelina, who's Odomon, they have a regular Hazoya, sometimes it's Lifnai Velifnim on Yom Kippur, sometimes Be'ach HaPnimi, Chayom Lim Shapigalos Vetome, Umoyalin Bohen, again, they're not eaten. They are taken out to be burned, the whole thing. There the mitzvah is sreifa. That is their mitzvah, to burn them. So the me'ilah goes until they're burned. That is the mitzvah sreifa. That's interesting. The Mishnah left out the emurim. What about the emurim? Why doesn't the Mishnah say anything about the emurim? The churit should have the same din as the oil. Anything goes on Mizbeach is until she eats Lebeis Hadesh. Okay. Ho oilo. Now we come to oilis behemo. Moilin bo mishahug disho. Again, that gives Gushas Peh. Nishchito shchita gives the other dinim. Huch sholi posel, but for yom chus kapuma belina. Mishan nizrak domo. the Zrikas Adam, Chayov and Olem Shempigal Nosu V'Tomei, but Avada doesn't go out for Mila, because again, nothing's mutter to eat over there. Oh, but there is one thing in an Eilas Behemah that does become mutter. The Or goes to the Koyanim. Everything goes up on the Mizbeach. But the Or of an Oilo goes to the Koyanim. So therefore, with the Zrika, the Or goes out of Meila. A Moilin Ba'oiro, I should say. Avo Moilin Ba'bosor, Ad Shetetze Lebeis Hadesha. Okay. Chatos Ve'oshim, now all the regular Kochi Kochims. Chatos, Oshim, Zibche Shalmet Tzibur, that's the one Shlomim that's Kochi Kochim. Moilin Ba'ha Misha Hugdishu. Nishchetu, Huchshiru Lipasul B'tful Yoim, Umchskipum Ubalino, Nizrak Domom. That's what we learned already by Chatos, the whole first parak. Chayov and Aleim Shem Pigul Noisu V'tomei. Now, Ein Moyalim B'Bosor, the Bosor goes out from Mila with the Zrika. The Murim that goes on the Mizbeach, that's like an Oila. That's like we said before, that's Beis Hadeshin again. Avo Moyalim Be Murehen, Achi Yetzu L'Beis Hadeshin. Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem comes on Shuas. And that comes together with the Kivsei Atzeres. They're linked up, the Lechem with the Kivosim. The Zrika Saddam. Okay, let's see. Moyalim Bohemi Shehugdashu. Oh, now, a new stage. What's going to give the Kedushas HaGuf there? There's no Shechita on the Lechem exactly. Kormu B'tanur, they got browned, they began to crust. Which Rashi explains is the Hainu Tchilas Asiyos, it's the beginning of making them, and that makes the Dusha Saguf, whatever, it's like Shechita in Kochi Kochi. The Krimas Apas, the Krimas Atanur, the beginning of becoming Lechem, is, Rashi learns, is equivalent to Shechita. Kormu B'tanur, Huchshu L'Posel, B'Tful Yoim, Umchuskipurim. Now they take out the word lina, because shtei alechem is not nifsel belina. That's the whole point. Shtei alechem, the Mishnah tells them, knows eat either 2 or 3 days later. Usually it's baked on Erev Shavuos. Pshuto, that's how most learned this Mishnah. It's baked on Erev Shavuos and it's eaten on Shavuos. Or if Erev Shavuos is Shabbos, like this year, they bake it on Friday and they eat it on Sunday. So there's no psul lina over there. So Rashi, the Sheet, most of them take out the word lina from this Mishnah. Now they also become lechem with that. V'lishchot aleihem es hazevach, because now they're called bread. They're called lechem. So Rashi brings k'sivik kraftem al halechem al besomav. It came into kormu mikri lechem, like we had before. Before krimasa, whatever you call it, it's called isus. It's not lechem. So then now they connect. The shchita will connect them with the kormu. Now, what's the mati here? What allows us to eat it? The zrikas, once they're connected, as you make the shchit of those kvosim, the lechem is there, that connects the lechem to the kvosim. Now the zrikas adam of the kvosim is matter the lechem to eat. Nizrak domon shel kvosim, chayom aleim shem pigul noise v'tomei, v'ein behem me'ilo. They talk about a meal, they're eaten completely, the lechem is eaten by the koyanim. Okay. Now, lechem aponim, very similar business, basically similar thing to the shtei alechem. It's baked usually on Friday and eaten the next Shabbos. It's called nechel tisha, the Mishnah calls it, 9 days later. But sometimes it's 10, sometimes it's 11, because if yontif is Friday, you bake it on Thursday. And Yesh Yom Shal Tov Mishal Rosh Hashanah, you're coming out waking it on Wednesday. So again, it's not going to be a psulina. But here we have to be careful, because here there's no korban. There's no Zrikas Adam. There's no korban linked up with the Lechem Aponim. They put it on the Shulchan on Shabbos. They take it off the Shulchan the next Shabbos. Lechem Aponim, Moyalim Boy, Misha Hugdisho, Kedush Sapeh. Good. Korban B'Tanur, same thing. That's equivalent to Shechita. Huchshali Posel B'Tfuyom Kuskipurim. Ulihi Soder Al Gabe HaShulchan. Now, they're called Lechem, and they're Hugdish to go on the Shulchan at the Shulchan. What is that which is matter them? Korva habozicha on the shulchan next to the two rows of lechem was sitting two bozicha levoina. There would be matter the bozicha on Shabbos. That's equivalent to the zrika. It's like a mincha really. The bozicha levoina is like the kmitza, and the lechem you look at as the shirayim. Korvu habozichim. chayav malav, a lehin should say, mishum pigal noisar v'tomei. Take a look at Rashi. Korvu bozichin dahayna hamatirin chayav l'mishum pigal. Shemchishel b'shasak Torah sabozichin hareini makti amenas lechel alechem chutz lezmano hu kvar lechem b'pigal. Diki heichid is rikas dam de behemo. Dahayna matireho kovaz b'pigal mas v'tomei. Ochanavi kovu haktorah sabozichin lechem aponim b'chol ani. The haktorah sabozichim is the koimetz of the lechem aponim. That's what Tishmina told me. Ve'ein bo me'ilo. Okay, there's no me'ilo because the lechem aponim is eaten by the koyin. Okay. What? Oh yeah, of course. Now we come to menachas. Now menachas is just a replay of kochim. Just you have to get your things in order there. Kmitz is like the shchita. Haktor is like the zrika. The koimetz is like the dam. The shirayim is like the bosser of the chatas. So the same setup, basically. Hamenachas, moyelin wahemi shahug dushu. Oh, now what gives dushas haguf in a mincha? Mishahug dushu, kidshu bekli, when they go into that first kli, then it gets dushas pe. Then it's hukshuru, liposl betfulyoim, umchusakipurim, ubalina. Okay. Good. Korav hakoimetz, when you make haktoras hakoimetz, that's equivalent to zrikas adam. Is chayov and olav mishum pigul noisar v'tomei. Ve'ein moyalin b'shirayim, because the shirayim is eaten by the koyanim. The koimetz is like, in that sense, it's like emurim, because it's interesting, it's a double thing. It's like zrikas adam, but it's also haktoras emurim, because it's going on the mizbeach. So moyalin b'koimetz achi yetzei lebeis adesh. Now, in this case, Tosis finds in two places, Tosis and Zohar, Tosis Menachas, the answer to Hakama doesn't say Yotze in the Mishnah. It's in all the cases of the Mishnah, whenever you got Kedusha Saguf, and it was Huchshru, Liposel, which basically was with the Shrita, the Malika, Vashtei Alechem, it was when it was... Second, it was with Krimas Atanur, Krimas Bnei Alechem. It says in the Mishnah, Hushali Possible, but for Yom Chuskipurim, Belina. It should have said Yotze also. It says Tosis, in those two places, the reason it doesn't say Yotze is because of this last case. Menachis, with the what do you call it, the Kiddush Kli, do not become Possible by Yotze. Why, that is a good question. But Tosis holds that Yotze proves it in different places that Yotze, it doesn't become possible be Yotze till some sort of an avoid is done with it. Because in that sense, Shechita by a Korban is better than Kiddush Kli by a Mincha. But Kitzur Tosis proves that with Kiddush Kli and a Mincha, it'll be taka possible till Yom Kippur, but not be Yotze. Mele, the mission in this last case, couldn't say Yotze. Because of that, in the, all these 10 other cases before, it also didn't say Yotze. Was? Yes, correct. Yeah. That's disproves Rashi. Menachis test, I think, and Zvachim Chob, big tesis in there. But a lot of rise that there's no psul Yotze before some sort of an avoid is done. But Achreina Muchin's out, the Tosion Tefer, the busy, why is Yotze left out? The Maizah Tosis says that. It's left out because it had to be left out in the last case, because left out in the last case, left out in all the cases. Okay, let's go. Now, we should get our Seder Ayom, we're going to learn Tomit soon. In the morning, they would take Truma Sadeshin. They would take a little bit, they would be from the Mukol Sapnimiyos, and they would take out some of the Deshen, a little bit, and they would put it by the side of the Mizbeach. Right there in that, what do you call it? On the side of the Kevish over there. Going up the Kevish on the right side. Let's say, soften up the Kevish. Then there was something else called, now, what would they do after that? Kipshuto, where most learn, and the Pashto and the Mishnah Talmud, they would then get all the stuff on the Mizbeach together, pile it up into as a, like a mound, they call it the Tapuach. Then there's something else called Hitzoas HaDesh. Hitzoas HaDesh means that this big Zach, a Psachte, a pot. They would load it up with all the stuff on the Mizbeach and take it out, Mechutz Lamachan, and what's HaDesh? A Chumash, maybe. It's two things. Good. What? It's a good question. We'll soon see the Gemara's Tzatech. The Gekocha might be better. Yeah, okay, we'll see. Most of it, I guess, is Desh, and I don't know. So some say it means he only wears two big dekunim, not four. Some say it means four, but cheaper quality, because this is a shmutzika arbit. Now, Hitzos HaDeshen is definitely a stepchild avoida, whatever it is. We don't know what's going on, but it's definitely different. There's a man de Omar that you don't need four big dekuna. There's a man de Omar b'mum is kosher. It's not even clear it's an avoida. The Rambam says Hitzos HaDeshen is not an avoida. What it is, we don't know exactly, but it's definitely a step down. That's going to become very important to us now. Also, there's another question, which that's not going to do us right now, but... Rashi says, Rashi in Chumash, and Rashi later, Rashi in Chulin, Hatzos HaDeshen wasn't every day. Hatzos HaDeshen you have to do every day. Hatzos HaDeshen was whenever the need presented itself. When things got crowded on top of them's bed, they had to clean it out. The Rambam holds that Hatzos HaDeshen was every day. But I'm just saying, there's definitely something less about Hatzos HaDeshen. So now let's see what's going on here. Itma, hanene me'efer tapuach shal gabi amizbeach. You have this efer the tapuach over there, and someone's nene from it. Look, just look at the Rashi. Rashi gives the whole history here. First Rashi in the Gemara. Hainu la'acha sheheirim chumas adesha. The tapuach is made against the pashis of the Mishnayis and Tomid. Not everybody holds it, but that's the pash. It's Rashi, the Rambam, the Meforish and Tomid. He came down to the floor. He put it on the side there. Now, what's left on the Mizbeach after Tumas Hadeshen, piled it up with Tzarechot Shal Mizbeach B'yachad. You're wondering, because in Talmud it says in the middle of the Mizbeach. You're right. It's funny, Rashi. It says, Don Be'em Tzah Mizbeach, Doshet Letzarechot. Rashash notes it, we'll get to it hopefully in Talmud someday. V'osei ogul round k'min tapuach, v'govoye k'min koiva. V'abirim hasam, p'omim sh'yei shol shol shmei, someone piled up 300 kur. You're not going to cook in the kitchen and then serve the melech with the same clothes. This is like taking out lahavdil the garbage. You're not going to wear the same clothes and then go serve the melech. So you put on a shvach. So if a guy is a nene from the eifat, the eifat after Chumas Hadesh is a moil tzinit. Rav Omar Ein Moyalimbo. That's it, it's over. Rabbi Yechon Omar Moyalimbo. Now here comes a funny Gemara. If we're talking about Eifer before Trumas Hadeshen, Kuliyam Lo Pligi Demolimbo. Now that's right away, what do you call it? oxymoron. Hanenem eifra tapuach lifnei trumas adeshen. Can't be such a thing. Rashi just told us the eifra, the tapuach comes into existence after trumas adeshen. It's a funny gemara. The mulei roim and muchis achdo. And it's the worry. What? No. It's not a question. You're doing anything. I did something wrong here.
Okay.
So they just—it's not going back on Efer Tapuach. It's just spelling out what's going on here. If you're moil from Efer, they're just trying to make clearer what the machloikis is here. If you'd been nene from Efer, not Tapuach, Efer before Trumas Hadeshen, Yizicha moil. That's all he wants. You have to be careful here, because the simple reading would sound like you can be moil from Efer Tapuach before Trumas Hadeshen. Okay, now. So let's get going on over here. What's going on over here? What did we just say in the Mishnah? These kind of things which are not eaten, hope nobody's eating ashes. When does the Mi'ilah end? With Nasis Mitzvos. You had it Tmur. Nasis Mitzvos is a big thing by us. When a thing is Nasis Mitzvos, that's it. It's lived its what you call it, achieved its destiny. It's Gomaran, it's history at this point. So what's the daughter Nasis Mitzvos of an Eifer? So that's clear. That before Trumas Hadeshen, there's no Nasa Mitzvah. You got to do the Trumas Hadeshen. You haven't finished yet. You got to do an Avoida in the Desh. So that's for sure Moilaba. Ki pligi li acha Trumas Hadeshen. So then where are we now? This Desh, where is it? It's after Trumas Hadeshen. It's before Hitzoas Hadeshen. Azeyan et asantna machloikis. Rav says, as we said before, Hitzoas Hadeshen ashvach azach. The Rambam says lav avoida hi. It's an avoida done bachutz and tasat nazach. It's outside. The Shita points out it's an avoida that's not done every day. It's a very interesting avoida. Where do you have an avoida like that? You do it when it's necessary. You got to do everything every day. So when it comes, it sounds like it's the Mishlo Melech has it sat to say it's bachal not a deraisa. It's just a system of cleaning up the mizbeach. Very shver azach. You see from this more not that way, but. Says Rav, that's not holding up the Nasis Mitzvos of the Deshen. The Deshen is finished. It's a Nasis Mitzvos. You got to clean the Mizbeach. It's an Avoida. It's a quasi Avoida, whatever you call it. But that doesn't call it that the Deshen is not Nasis Mitzvos. Rav Oma Moil Hare Nasis Mitzvos. Chumas HaDeshen is done. That's the end. It's Nasis Mitzvos of the Deshen. Rav Yechanan Omar, Kevin Dichsiv Vilova Shakoin Midei Bad. Now that's a mistake. Because Velova Shakoyim Midebad is going on Trumas Hadeshen. Rav Kevega on the side points out here. The Chok Nosen. You look on the side, Rav Kevega. L'chur etzorach loymar, d'chsev ufochad es begoda, velova es begoda b'achayim. That's what's going on. So it's supposed to be a misprint in the Gemara here. Hope they didn't take Rav Craig out of those Gemaras. But all right. Hold on one second. It says you got to wear big dekuna, maybe two, it may be shvacha, but eps big dekuna daf again. Is kevin the tzorich le big dekuna, big dushos sekoi. It had still called the deshen as big dushos sekoi, and it's not nasis mitzvosa. It's a very interesting machloikis over here. I mean, we definitely see that Soy Sedeshin is an avoid here. I mean, it's something. It's a mitzvah. It's a deraisa. If it wouldn't be a deraisa, they couldn't have this machloik. It says, Chazanish is up in arms. That a Mishnah Melech would say a thing like that. That it's a drabon. I mean, the Gemara is clear. It's real. I mean, it's real. His way of putting a Chazanish, a very simple way. You know, it's a vada, an avoid of some sort. But the question here is it an avoid as a korb? Or is it an avoid as hamizbeach? That's our question over here. But Rav sees Hitzoas Hadeshen as an avoid as hamizbeach. It's not just cleaning up the mizbeach, whatever, it's an avoid in the mizbeach. So therefore, when I look at the deshen, once I make Trumas Hadeshen, the deshen is called Nasis Mitzvosa. Of course I have to make, Rav is not chaylik, I have to make Hitzoas Hadeshen. I'm not chaylik on that. But that's not called the deshen hasn't finished. Because it's not an avoid in the deshen. It's an avoid in the mizbeach. And Rabbi Yochanan sees it as an avoid of sakar. That's one more step. That's the last step in the avoid of sakar. Oh. Right. Because it's not finished yet. It's not Nasim Mitzvos. It's not Nasim Mitzvos.
Why not?
You have to do Trumas Hadeshen. It's not Nasim Mitzvos. Yeah. You need Nasim Mitzvos to get out of Mila. Right. Hatzuras Hadesh. That's Hatzuras Hadesh. Everybody holds Trumas Hadesh in his Avodah Sakarim. That's for sure. The Machloik is this Hatzuras Hadesh and avoided the Karim. So then it's not supposed to be Hatzuras Hadesh. Or Hatzuras Hadesh is Zoysam is Beah. Then it's like Mitzvah also with the Trumas Hadesh. That's Rav. Tanan. What? We must enough community. It's two different things. Shandesh, you take a little desh and you put. What do you mean? But that's Machlokes Rabin Reb Yochanan. That's Machlokes Rabin Reb Yochanan. Is the Meila after Truma Sadesh before it saw a Sadesh? No. No, what do you mean the Behem? What do you mean? But the part on the Mizbeach never becomes muta to anybody. The only way to get it out of Me'ila is Nasas Mitzvosa. We don't have anything else. I mean, what's called Nasas Mitzvosa? Till Trumas Hadesh is Nasas Mitzvosa. Who? Shazet L'Kain, that's what we said. For those who came on time, we said it already. You have to allow me my jokes too, you know, I get up so early. Okay. Zog de Gemara. Moyelin bohena chetetzil abeis hadeshin. Zog de Gemara. The pashtus of the Mishnah means what? What's the posh of the pshat of the Mishnah? Chetetzil abeis hadeshin. That's not talking about Trumas Hadeshin. Chetetzil abeis hadeshin means Hatzuras Hadeshin. So the Mishnah says it's a meal until Hatzuras Hadeshin. It's a Rav is off. Kashil Rav. Omalach Rav. You know, and when you have to, you push it. Chetetzil abeis hadeshin. Like Tosis kept doing before with Zrika, Roy Zrika. Doesn't mean when it's Roy to go to the Beis Hadesh. I mean after Trumas Hadesh. Okay, two of members. What you can do about it. We all passing like Rabbi Yochanan. Was? At Shetiroi, once it's Roy to go to Beis Hadesh, meaning after Trumas Hadesh. They will passing like Rabbi Yochanan. First of all, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan throws in the Chofetz Chaim, this is Shvach HaTeretz. Lama is a Pashas HaMishnah that goes with Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Vaita. Meisvei. Okay, this is a bit of a sticky business here. Mekulon Shepoku. Have a mission zvor. I'm sorry, I have a hard sugi there. Definitely don't want to get involved in it. But anyway, the Mishnah has things over there. Elim olu yardu, basakotchi kotchim, things that don't belong on this mate. Then the Mishnah says, Hatzemer shebarose kvosim, seir shebezokin tiyoshim, atzomes, gidim, kanayim, tlofayim. Those extra things on the animal, the hair, the beard, the bones, does that go on the mizbeach or not? So the Mishnah says, bizman shehim mechuborim, when they're connected to the animal, you seriously, you didn't give the animal a haircut, so then his head has hair on it, so it goes up on the mizbeach. Shenema vehikter akoyin es akoyil, pirshu. What if the hair or the horns came off before you went to the mizbeach? Lo yalu. Then they don't go up. What's the din if they went up? It's in malu lo yardu we hold. Sends the next Mishnah and says, v'kulon, all these things, which we will learn now, Rashi Taisi will learn here, means whether it was connected or not, meaning whether it had a din to go on the mizbeach, or it had a din not to go, but it went. If they popped off the Mizbeach and are now on the floor of the Azorah, Lui Yamzi, they don't go back. V'chein Gacheles shepoku me'al gabei ha-Mizbeach, so too a Gacheles that popped off the Mizbeach and it's on the ground now, Lui Yamzi. You don't have to put it back. That much, not an easy thing. I can't say I really understand it, but it's enough done that it doesn't have to go back if it hits the floor. Now, so let's see. Meis. V'kulon shepoku me'al gabei yizbeach lo yarzi. V'chein gachela shepoku me'al gabei yizbeach lo yarzi. Well, gabei mizbeach, yarzi. If it popped off the maroch and moved on to the side of the mizbeach, let's say over the side, you would have to put it back. It's only because it popped off the mizbeach and it's on the floor. That somehow parcels it at this point. But if it's still in the general neighborhood, meaning it's on the side of the mizbeach, it's off the maroch, you do have to put it back. Okay, let's see the Gemara for a second. It's not easy Gemara. Bishlamo li Reb Yochanan nicho. says like this. I understand, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's good. Why do you have to put it back? Because you have the mitzvah of Hotzoah Sadeshen. You still have something to do here. But L'Rav Kasha, according to Rav, once you did Chumas Sadeshen, that's it. In terms of the deshen, Sanasis mitzvahs, you want to call it. There's no more mitzvah sadesh. Basically, you want to call it. It's avodas hamizbeah. Good. This is off. It's off. Why should I have to put it back? Now, a very interesting problem here. Who said we're talking after Chumas Sadesh? I mean, what's up? We're not Chumas Sadesh. We're talking before Chumas. You got to put it back for Mitzvah Sadesh. What's going on over here? Okay, this is Asa Godelmoid. The simplest way to learn, I mean, it's not the most pleasant, but the simplest way to learn is Rashi in the second Pshatos in Zvochim, that the Gemara just took it from the Stima Samishni. The fact that the Mishnah said it in all cases, it's Mistoma talking in all cases. We'll put it there, the Rashi was a little different. Mistoma were talking, even if you took it from the tapu, there are probably gecholim in the tapuach too. We're talking about any gecholim, it's impossible. There shouldn't be any gecholim mixed up in that tapuach. So basically, we're talking from the stima sadvorim. So it means when we said that a gecholim that popped off to other side of his way, got to put back, it's talking in all cases, meaning even after Chumas Sadesh. Now, if it's after Chumas Sadesh and understands the Gemara, that Lefi Rav, there should be no pressing need to put it back. Omaloch Rav, shiny gacheles, the isbe mashosha. You're right. If you'd be talking about emissar Eifer, you're right. Once the Chumas Sadeshen is done, that's the end of the Eifer. But this is a gacheles. And gacheles is different. Islay mashosha says toises shaykh bo haktorah. There's still haktorah left in that thing. I'm not putting it back for the Hotzoah Sadeshen, I'm putting it back for the Tumas Sadeshen. I'm putting it back because of its din haktorah. There's more haktorah left in this thing. It didn't finish, it's haktorah. So why, if it hits the floor, doesn't it go back? That's a good question. But somehow when it hits the floor, it becomes possible for that haktorah. Who? Right, yeah, because it's right, because it has half haktorah left to it. Right. Any other gachelas too, I suppose. But any other gachelas too. Anything still in the level of gachelas, I suppose, the level of ashes. Once it hits Eifer, there's no more haktorah. Then the only need to put it back would be Chumas Hadesh and Hotzoah Sadesh. Gachelas, the Gemara's Mechadesh here, is still it's in the middle of its haktorah. It has its din haktorah. Yeah, sure. There could be kabbonis still burning based Chumas Hadesh. You put them up through the night. Haktorah said Murim. Guy put it up 2 minutes before Ali Shachar. Could be a bigger side of beef over there, barbecuing away. There's no steer. Yeah, because they don't have their own din haktorah b'chalal. That's sort of they just get swept along with the flow. Okay, now the Gemara does the same thing, just in the flip. It often does that. Igadom alalachmis, if I turned it the other way. In other words, you tell me this whole thing, that's only because it's a gachel. It's time from gachel, it's been mishosh, ho eifer. It's like a double diuk. You're telling me from there you see that if someone's there, you put it back. That's only because of gachelis. It says gachel. What about eifer? You wouldn't put it back. Forget it's a riot to Rav. Let me switch it the other way. Eifer the lesba mashosh, afil gamiz beach in moyalin bo. Now, again, these words are funny. It's not a moyalin bo. Really, you say you don't have to put it back. But the result of not having to put it back means ain moyalin bo. By us, it's the same thing. But since you don't have to put it back, why don't you have to put it back? Because it's already nigmar mitzvah. Since nas mitzvah, there's no meila. So bishmal rav nicho that eifer doesn't have to go back, and there's no meila. El Rabbi Yochanan Kashi should have to put it back for itzor sadeshet. Omalach Rabbi Yochanan, who adin dafilu eifer? No difference in gechelas and eifer. Behind the time of the koni gechelas, kosi. No, that word is wrong. Hokosi lashmiinin dafilu gachelas. The chiddush the other way. Avada Eifer has the same din. If it goes to the side, we got to put it back because you got to put it back for sadesh. Why is the mishnah tell me gachelas to tell me the other chiddush that even gachelas that is this be mashosha if it hits the floor it doesn't go back. Fil gachelas this be mashosha ki poka magam is lo yazim. Again, whatever that is, I honestly don't know. It's a heavy sugi there. That din of haktorah of the gachelas. Once it hits the floor, it's possible for that din akdor. That's not our problem right now.
Good. So what about if? Why does he want to tell that if I would have to go back on? Because it wasn't yet.
Tosadesh. Right.
Tosadesh. It's falling off.
That's a good cash. That's a good cash. That's a good cash. I'm not clear in that. Did you just say, you see from here, there's this business of having it all on there and taking it off. This is a chroinim is. This is a problem. That is not tzadash. Lost this up and take it. Even better. But you have to put it back. Take it and go outside. You want to action zach, you got to take it in that big pot. Good. Put it in a big pot and go out. It's a problem. It's a problem. It's a problem. No, Eifer. It's about Eifer. It's fully burned. It's on the floor. So he says, you got to put it back for the tzadash. Where do we have to go? From here to there and out there. Go from here, out there. Just take it out. And they don't have a big hazard. They see, you see from here, the mitzvah does adeshin, it's like, does adeshin min hamizbeach. And all of it, Tosis says, has all the adeshin. Yeah, it's still funny. He's off the mizbeach already. Shenogetor. That's what I say, basically. It's a problem. It's definitely a problem. But, you know what I mean? In Brisk, especially when we learn kosher, but there's not much we can do about it. But they definitely talk about it. It's a funny zach. It's a funny zach. Especially if you understand that it's a dishin, like the Mishnah Melech, that it's nothing. So the opponent, it's a sanitation department approach. So Mali does Mali Yens. You did it already. You did it already. That's what he said. Sadabonon. He said Sadabonon. No, I understand. I mean, that's like the Chazanish. The whole sugi is against the Mishnah Melech. Is mispoil how we could say such a thing? Okay. Oh, but the clock moves on. Not about me, but time marches on. Let's go. Itmar. Okay. What's the rule in Me'ilo? Me'ilo, there's two parts. You have to bring a carbon Me'ilo, that's kapov. You got to pay back what you took. Pay it back with a chaymish. Karen with chaymish. So, interesting thing that we have here. You know, you took something from me, you pay me back. You took something from Kochi Kochi. Well, who do you pay back? What do you do with the money exactly? I mean, I was nene from a Psar Chatos. Who should I give the money to? Who? What do I do with the money exactly? Basically, the idea will be you have to replace what it has to go back where it came from, basically. It has to go into that. Itma hanene mi Psar Kochi Kochim lefnei zrikas domi. Okay? There's Mila there. Because basically you were nene for something that belongs to Gavoya. Yeah. What's tutu? What do you do now with the 100? You took $100 worth. You have to give $125. What do you do with $125? Rav Oma, Masha Nene Yiplu Lenedova. Ketzam Mizbeach. It goes to an Oilas Dos. Basically, it all goes on the Mizbeach, except it or goes to Kayane. Levi Omar, Yovi Dovar. Shekul olam is beach. What does that mean? Well, Sue means in Ktoiris. He says, why give something that goes 99% to the Mizbeach and a little bit to the Koyin? Give something that goes Kulo olam is beach, which is Ktoiris. Now, Taisim Menachas there, what do you mean? What should I do with the Ktoiris? I should bring Ktoiris. There is no such thing as Ktoiris Yochid. Can't do it. There is no such thing. So Tais explains in Menachas, it means the Ktoiris and be moiseret letzibur. Buy the Samamonic Ktoiris and donate it to the tzibur, meaning give it over to them, and they'll already make from it the regular ketores. Tanya kavosei, words of mitzvah. The Rav Tanya kavosei the Levi. Tanya kavosei the Levi. Me'ilu zula heichan oilechus. Ha'lemeidim lefnei chachomim. Now this is a very interesting thing, because lemeidim lefnei chachomim, the Gemara Sanhedrin says means Levi. Interesting thing. We're bringing Tanya kavosei the Levi from Levi. It's the most interesting thing. But the way Rashi learns, he learned it by Rebbe. That's your Tani Kavosei the Levi. Okay. It's interesting. The Rambam passes like Rav here. So the Kesef Mishnah, the reason he passes, why do you pass like Rav? Is it Tani Kavosei? This is Tani Kavosei this way. Should flip a coin here. It's very hard to know what's going on over here. Zogda, I guess a Mishnah, because the Tani Kavosei the Levi is a Shvacha Tani Kavosei. You bring a raya to Levi from Levi. That's a shvacha tanya kavosei. Of course, Tosis says right here that's impossible. You can't bring a raya to Levi from Levi. You have to say that lemeid if they lemeid fechom doesn't mean Levi. It means somebody else. Tosis says impossible because the Mishnah learns the way. He says that's goofy. Why the Ram pass like Rav? Right. Tanya kavosei the Rav. Okay, this is a long bryce. Let's just get the raya and we'll go back. Hanenim edmei chatos. umidmei yoshim. You have money set aside to buy a chadas. Yenu chaptas avek. Ad shelo korva chatosa. We'll see it in more detail soon. If he did it, if it's before korva chatosa, meaning, let's go simply, he had $100 here with which to buy a korm chatas. Right? So that so he has to give back. Took 100, you got a big 100, 125. What should he do with it? So if he's coming now to pay before he brought his chatos, simple eitzah. Put it, let's say it was $500 to buy an animal. He took $100, right? So you got to put back 125. Put it together. Now you have 620. Now you have 525, and buy a fatter animal. That's the easiest way to do it. Yosef v'yavi chatosu. Bachel korva shoma. And again, oshem is the same as chatos, basically, except it's not maces, it's tirep. Yosef v'yavi ashomai. Add on a few dollars and buy a fatter oshem. Again, points out Rashi tells you, we don't mean the asham me'ila seer. Besides this, you got to bring an oshem me'ila. This is the payback. Rashi, I tell you very careful. Don't make any mistake here. This is not that oshem. This is against Staman oshem. You were moyel. You have to pay back and bring that oshem. Then you have to bring the oshem for being a moyel. Don't get confused here. Oh, korev chatoso. I'm willing to pay back. Here's my money, but I already brought the chatos. So look at it now. That's equivalent to chatos shemesu. It's kapru baleo, basically. What should I do? Is yeichu liyama melach. Kvakor vashomo yiplu l'nedovo. A chatos l'shtekapru by Leo is mesis. The equivalent of mesis in money is thrown yam ha-melech. Oshom l'shtekapru by Leo is tira v'tira. The equivalent, what happens with tira? He goes to Ketzam Mizbeach. So put the money in Ketzam Mizbeach. Oh, hanene, here's directly our problem. Hanene mikotchi kotchim l'shtei zrikas domim. Ve'imu rikotchim kalacha zrikas domim. Masha nene yiplu l'nedovo. That's clearly Rav. That's the Tani Kavose de Rav. Kol korbonis ha-mizbeach la-mizbeach. Basically, a wrap up. If you took a korban mizbeach, it goes back to the mizbeach. Kotche korban is kotche berek abayis. You were moil kotche berek abayis. Le berek abayis. Korbanis hatzibur le nidvis tzibur. Okay, this right away is shtickle problem. What does it mean? Korbanis tzibur le nidvas tzibur. What does that mean? So look at the bottom Rashi. Le nidvas tzibur le shoyforos. So, what does Rashi mean over here? Pashtis, he means l'shoyforos. If you remember, Shkolim's a long time ago, but so those six shoyforos for Keitz HaMizbeach, for the Ndovas. Pashtis, that's what he means. The problem is, the Keranoyer, the Likutachot, the busy. So then what's the difference between Sibur and Yochid? I mean, Kabonis Sibur goes to Keitz HaMizbeach. Kabonis Yochid, Kabonis Sibur goes to Keitz HaMizbeach. So why does the Brisa break it down into two things? And to say he means the shoyforos of the taklin chadatin, meaning put it in with the new machsa shekels to buy the korbanos tzibur, that's a shver ezach, because that's korbanos choyva. And the braisa says, korbanos tzibur lenidvas tzibur. So you're unclear. And Rav Chaim Tainis, he may mean that, and he had a different gear. So if you look at Tosa on the bottom, Tosa has a gear, korbanos tzibur letzibur. Not lenidvas tzibur, but letzibur. This could be Rashi had that gear, so nitaka means it should go into the regular shoyforos, the taka like that when we bring the master shekels, and we'll bring the regular chayvus. Was?
He took from the nidvas tzibur.
I don't know what he took from. We don't know what he took from. It says korbanos tzibur. Don't know when
he took from the nidvas tzibur. It has to come from the nidvas tzibur. It goes from the nidvas tzibur. It doesn't mean that he has to give us a dollar.
No, so that means it's Keitz HaMizbeach. Then the problem is the same thing as Korbanos Mizbeach HaMizbeach. That's what their problem is. There's nothing wrong with going for that. Just the flow of the price is not good. Oh, meantime, Zog de Gemara, Hogu Fakashi. You got a single problem in this price. Why? Ad Shaloi Korva, how the price start? When I take Korbanos Mizbeach, what do I do with the money? The price at the beginning says it depends. If you haven't brought the carbon yet, you add it on to the price of the carbon and buy a bigger carb. If you've already brought the carbon, then the money has to go l'nidbas tzibur. That's what we said. If not, goes the yamamelach the chatos, right? Gufakasha, actual korva chatoso, Yosef v'yovi chatoso, misha korva chatoso. What do you do with the money? Yelchu liyamamelach. That's the ratio. What does the sefer say? Kotoni kol korbanos hamizbeach lamizbeach. Blanket statement. Loishnod ichba bailim. Loishnegedol ichba. The most is a theory. You told me at the beginning in korbanos hamizbeach depends. in Chatas and Oshim, if you're shelling out the money before you bought the carbon, add it on by a fatted carbon, what they call. Chatas Shmeina, Tois calls. Get a bigger beba. If you're willing to shell out the money and you've already bought your carbon, in Chatas it goes Liyam HaMelach, and in Oshim it goes Liketz HaMizbeach. The Sefer that says, Kol Karbonis HaMizbeach, LaMizbeach. Sounds like Keitz HaMizbeach, say before Kapora, say after Kapora. Yeloshe dechaper, by loshe chayre dechaper, zog de Gemara, Reisho Reb Shimon. Why did we say that after, if you bring in the money after you brought the carbon, it goes to the Yam HaMelach? Because then it's an Iskapru Balel. Niskapru Baleh, what's the din of a chatos? Meses. If it's a chatos meses, then the equivalent in money is Yelch Liyam HaMelach. So the Gemara says, the Reish is Reb Shimon. I don't know if you remember from Temura, I certainly don't. It's very confusing over there. I think we're having it soon tomorrow. So I made mush of a machloikis over there. The Rabbanan hold that chatos, Niskapru Baleh, is only meses if the animal is found, the other one, after the kapora. In other words, I was magdish a chatos, it got lost. I was magdish not a chatos, I brought it as a chatos, then the other behemoth reappeared. Then it's meses. But if I was magdish aleph and it got lost, then I'm magdish beis, then aleph comes back, then I'm makriv beis, what's the din of that aleph? Pash, that's a chatz chapel baleo. Zok the pshim and meses. Chachom say it's not meses. It has to be a dicha biodayim, whatever it is. If it has to be, I'm sorry, it has to be, if I get the other way, it has to be lost completely. It has to be lost when I bring the other one. This one will not be meses. So that's what I was saying, l'chura, that's what's going on over here. The resh is rip shimon. I have the money. I was makir. Money is always found before. It's not like I found, the money came back after the animal was nikav. I have the money. So that's meses. It's Yerich Liyam HaMelech. But according to the Rabbonon, such a case will not be meses. Because it's like it's here before the money's in my pocket before I market the carb. So they're going to say like this. The Reisha, that says Reisha Reb Shimon, who do Amako Chadish Kibo Valeo Tomus. Meila, if you're giving the money after the Hakrovas a carbon, it's Yerich Liyam HaMelech. The Sefer Rabbonon, you want to tell me, the Sefer is the Rabbonon that they hold it's not Mesis only in the case where it's found after that Krova? Omar Rav Gevir, the Bekosel Rav Ashi, Yochem Rabbaye, Reish Rav Shimon, the Sefer Rabbonon, Enoch Anami. This Bryce is a steer. The Reish is Rav Shimon. So Chatz Skapru Baleo is Mesis. So therefore, if you're giving the money, that you're giving the money, but you brought your carbon to Goliam HaMel. According to Rabbonon, that's not Mesis, because it's only Mesis when the lost carbon is found after Akrova. The Gemara is going to come back soon to another pshat. This probably, but that's how we're remaining now. Reish Reb Shimon, Mesefer Rabbonon.